Father, I come to you excited this morning. Not because of my own efforts, but because of what I see you at work in my life. And Father, I pray that you would bless this time, that your grace would abound through your Holy Spirit, that you would speak through me mightily this morning. Lord, I pray that we would continue to be reminded that it is your grace that's what fuels us. It's your grace that allows us to minister. Lord, if you wanted to, you could take your hand away, and I would be nothing. Yet you promise and continue to work through us. So, Father, we look to you this morning. May we be able to leave this place encouraged with hearts of worship, knowing that you are the fuel. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is good to be with you this morning, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I get to talk about missions this morning. And each time I get to talk about missions, is a good morning for me. In fact, anytime I get to talk about Jesus, honestly, is a good morning for me. So I'm blessed today and excited. We've had 2 weeks in a row where we've had conversations of Grace Beyond the Walls. That's our missions department. It's a fun phrase because we're a grace community and we want to take God's grace that he's given us beyond our own community out into the greater Kingston area. But I want to dive into that a little bit more this morning. Because not only have the two missionaries that came before us given a great example of what it means to take grace beyond the walls, God's grace beyond the walls, but we too have been called to be missionaries. I was thinking through this morning. It's summertime, and people do this thing called staycations. You ever do a staycation? Like you take the week off or whatever it is, you take a couple days off, but you don't actually go anywhere. You just enjoy being at home, and maybe you go and travel around to different areas in your own hometown. But as I've thought about that, I've thought, wouldn't it be cool as Grace Community if we did a stay mission trip where we envisioned ourselves as not just going. Maybe I even thought about the idea, what if we lined up and we got a white van and we just drove around? We like all packed our bags and we just drove around the Surrema Court. We went around neighborhood road and we came back around and we released you and said, here you are on your mission trip. What would go on in your mind if you thought of yourself as going away yet being commissioned here in the greater Kingston area to go and share the grace that God has given you? How would you envision your life if you understood that you've been commissioned by God to go and take grace beyond the walls? This isn't a commission that comes from me. It's not a commission that comes from Grace Church. This is a commission that comes from God. And in fact, we're going to be reading a few verses this morning from Matthew. And these are the words of Jesus. So these aren't the words of Ken Hosman. These are the words of Jesus. And he commissions you out. So if you have your Bible, if you want to turn to Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to read actually verses 14 through 16, but we're going to make verse 16 our focus this morning. But for a little bit of context, I want to start in chapter 5, verse 14. It reads, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Verse 16. "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." I want to read that verse one more time. So, Lord, give us ears to hear this. "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Now, I've been thinking about about a word picture for this. And you guys can flip to the next slide. This is what I think of when I think of this passage. One of my pictures that comes to mind. So 4th of July, I went to Ocean City, New Jersey, and got to see fireworks getting shot off a barge. Doesn't get much cooler than that, not going to lie. It's pretty awesome. But if you've ever seen fireworks get shot off in the day, it's not nearly as impressive, right? Like, they could have shot these fireworks off during the day. Would have sounded cool. Would have sounded pretty cool, especially coming off the Atlantic Ocean. But I want to tell you this morning, the light you've been given to shine is not a light like a firework that's shot off during the day. It's a firework that's shot off in its brilliance. It's a firework that gets shot off and leaves people in awe. Because that light that shines through you is not your own light. The light that is shining through you is the light of the glory of God through Jesus Christ. Do you believe that this morning? If we were to see ourselves for who we truly are, if we were to see Lake Katrine and the surrounding area for what it is, we would understand that we live in a dark place. I probably don't need to tell you that. We live in a dark place. There are many people around us that do not know Jesus. You don't need to go to the other side of the world to be in a dark place. You live in a place where many people do not know Jesus. In fact, I was talking to my wife, and we realized that a year ago today was the first time we came to Grace Church. We were kind of undercover. You didn't even know we were in your presence. Well, most of you did. Some of you figured it out. Some of you told us we couldn't be hidden. But that's okay. But to be honest with you, Amanda and I came to Lake Katrine as missionaries. We came because we knew God was stirring in our hearts to go and be missionaries somewhere. In fact, if I'm being honest with you, we expected to go overseas. Yet God said, no, I don't want you to go overseas. I want you to go to Lake Katrine, New York. And so as we drive the streets of Kingston, as we just drive around this area, we feel commissioned and we feel called to take the grace that God has given us and to shine it out towards others. But I come from Central Pennsylvania. I come from a small town just outside of Hershey. And I know what it's like to grow up in a town and you don't always see the darkness around you because it's what you've always known. We're able to see light in certain places, but we can't recognize the darkness that is around us. And yet I want you to picture yourself today in a place of darkness. Not for the sake of dwelling on that darkness, but to understand this morning that where there is darkness, light shines bright. Where there is darkness, light shines bright. We are so blessed this morning. We are so blessed because God has given us a platform to share His truth. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what your platform specifically is. All I know is that God has called you to shine the light of His grace in your sphere of influence. So please, I encourage you, don't see yourself as just shooting off fireworks in the daytime, because while it might sound cool, it's not an accurate picture of your life. But what is the source of this grace in which we shine? Well, the source is Jesus Christ. I hear people talk. It's okay. This is, people can be honest and open with me. It's fine. But I hear people talk about things like, what do I say to somebody if I'm going to share the gospel? What do I say to them? Or, I don't really feel equipped enough to share the gospel. it's a fair question, and you're quite allowed to ask it. But the truth of the matter is, if you're looking for a grace to show others that is not from within yourself, you're going to get tired. And you're going to find yourself on an endless journey. Because the grace you've been called to shine is the same grace that God gave you. If you've put your trust in Jesus Christ, I want to remind you this morning that the same gospel that saved you is the same gospel you're supposed to share with others. We don't have to manufacture a new grace this morning. Amen. I am so thankful. I know in my life, it took me 15 years to figure out that the gospel that I was called to share was the same gospel that Christ saved me. And so I want to remind you this morning, if you are fearful of the Great Commission, look no further than yourself for inspiration. Because it's not really your story, but it's God's story of working through you that you're able to reveal and share the gospel of God's grace with others. So as I was reflecting on this truth, it drew me to a book I've been reading from John Piper. It's called Let the Nations Be Glad. It's a great book. If you're looking for a book on worship and missions, I'd highly recommend it. So it's Let the Nations Be Glad by John Piper. And John gives a really good perspective on missions, because he reminds us, even in his opening paragraphs, he says, missions exists because worship doesn't. Missions exists because worship doesn't. So what is the fuel for our mission? Oh, it's the fuel of God's grace, amen. But it's more than just those words. The fuel for our mission is worship and adoration for what Christ has done in our hearts. As I've said, don't look any farther than yourself for inspiration, because it's the work of the Holy Spirit in your own life that draws you and draws me to worship. We have a reason to worship this morning. Last night we watched a movie. If you were here, we heard about this guy named Bart Millard who sings for Mercy Me. And I was blown away, not only that it's amazing how sometimes these things just fit. But as I was listening to his story, he talked about music. It was important to him. But one key that stuck out to me was how he talked about his dad. This is a guy who was physically abused by his father. And yet, at the end of his father's life, he turns to Christ. His life is radically changed. And Bart looks back and says, I know my father was a monster, but if God could change him, God could change anyone. If God could change Bart Millard's father, Bart was convinced God could change anyone's heart. Yet the same God that saved Bart Millard's father is the same father that forgives you of your sin as well. So you have a reason to worship this morning. Even as I was thinking of Psalm 104 this morning, we started off our service talking about the meditation of our heart. I have an opportunity to think and process the gravity of the grace and forgiveness God has given me. And that is the fuel for my mission. Because as we said, missions exist because worship doesn't. At the heart of who God is, the heart of who our God is a heart for mission. Because God is drawing people to himself, wicked sinners like myself, who he has saved and redeemed. He is calling us to himself that we may worship him, that we may have adoration for who he is. Because at the end of the day, We are driven to mission because of worship. So who are you worshiping this morning? And might I add, what is your fuel for the mission God has given you? Piper goes on, he says, when the flame of worship burns with the heart of God's true worth, the light of missions will shine to the darkest peoples on earth. Now let's reflect on that as Grace Community. Here we are in Lake Katrine. When the flame of worship burns in our hearts with the heat of God's true worth, who God is, His awesomeness, His saving work, then the light of missions will shine to the darkest peoples in Lake Katrine, New York. It will not be because of our own work that people will come to Christ. It will be because of the saving work of Jesus Christ and His power that will draw others and drive others to worship. The light that you shine this morning, just like fireworks, the light that you shine this morning in the darkness will draw others to worship and will draw others to praise through Christ. If you have your Bibles, if you want to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. And Paul says this so well this morning. Starting in verse 6. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, His prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. The grace that God has given you is for His purpose this morning. The grace He has given you, receive these words, is not a grace necessarily for your own benefit, though it does benefit us greatly. But the ultimate reason for the grace of God is for His glory and for His pleasure. Amen. We have an opportunity to worship this morning. So would you fan into flame the Holy Spirit that He has given you in worship, in adoration, in praise? For the Spirit He gives us is a spirit of power, not a spirit of timidity. If you sense fear in mission, understand that is not a fear that comes from our Lord and Savior. There's a gravity that we experience when we are on mission. Amen. If you experience anxiety as you are telling others about Jesus, it means you're a human being. That's okay. But recognize the Spirit's work in our life gives us a spirit of power. It's a spirit of love. And it's a spirit of self-discipline. So as you are marching along in this great commission that He's given you, you should begin to experience less and less anxiety as you share your faith and more freedom. Why do I say freedom? Because He's given us self-discipline. Left on our own, we are not able to be on mission with Jesus. Left on our own and in our own power, we are not able to be in mission. Yet He gives us self-discipline, and He commissions us onward to take His truth. And this grace that we've been given, again, I want to remind you, it's not your own grace. This grace that you've been given is a grace that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I spent time when I was 22. I was finishing up college, and I spent some time in the Middle East working with refugees. It was a blast. It was a cool experience for me. In fact, as I was listening to Alex last week, I was reminded of my own story and how going and being away from home really did help to shape who I am today. And I'm thankful that I was able to have an opportunity to go to a few different places in this world. It was pivotal for who I am. And so I'm thankful that Alex has taken advantage of the time that he has to go and to be on mission somewhere else. And maybe that will help fuel him for future ministry. But for me, as I was in the Middle East working with refugees, this was the first time that I really experienced the understanding that one of the greatest tools that we have for evangelism, one of the greatest tools that we have for evangelism is the changed life. One more time. One of the greatest tools that we have for evangelism is the changed life. It's not how well we speak. It's not what we necessarily have to say. One of the greatest tools that you have is the work of the Holy Spirit in your own life. And I saw it displayed so well when I was in the Middle East because I was seeing these refugees coming to Christ. And the only reason they were coming to Christ wasn't because of the language. In fact, it was so cool. I'll share this story. A little off short rabbit trail. We'll get back. But I had an awesome experience. I was with a refugee. He was a political refugee. He was a socialist. And the reason he came to Christ was because somebody pointed him to Acts 2. And as he was reading the verses in Acts 2 about how they all had things in common, he saw how his political view could fit in the Bible. And his life began to start to make a little bit of sense. I mean, that's crazy talk to me. There I am, a capitalist American, and I'm listening to this guy to say that he came to Christ initially because somebody pointed him to Acts 2. And yet our God is a God that reaches beyond political demographics. And so as this young man, or as this now older man actually, as he came to Christ, ultimately he came to Christ because he recognized that the refugees around him were different. I mean, this was a man who grew up Muslim, and he was in another Muslim country, and yet the Muslims that were interacting with him were not kind, not loving. And yet he was experiencing love from his own people who were followers of Jesus Christ. In fact, he was experiencing love from international missionaries, and he's thinking to himself, my own people, my own faith, Islam, these people don't love me. Yet these Christians who come thousands of miles away care about me, love me, and want me to know about Jesus. And so I heard many stories of how people came to Christ because of the love that they experienced in Jesus Christ. So recognize your story, the story of what God is doing in your life, might just be the greatest evangelistic tool that you have for reaching others in your sphere of influence. Do not be afraid to shine the light of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says that we are to shine this light so that others will see our good deeds. The reason why this is not about us, the good deeds that we're shining, it's not really about us. The reason for that is because we know that ultimately the good work that we're doing is because of what Christ is doing in us. We want others to see the good works that are happening in our life so it will draw them to Jesus, not so it will draw them to Kent Hosmith. I care very little about if it draws them to Kent Hosmith, but if they will be drawn to worship in Jesus Christ, that will be an awesome thing. So recognize, it's okay to let your light shine before others because we want them to see our good deeds so that they will glorify our Father who is in heaven. That's a very personable phrase, our Father. And yet the relationship that we have with our God is a relationship of connection. It's a personable relationship. So again, recognize you are shining the light of your Father who is in heaven. Our goal is not that others would come to Grace Church. It's not that others that we'd fill this room up. It's not that others would think that we're all cool and whatever. That's not the goal of Grace Community. The goal for Grace Beyond the Walls is that others would fall in love with Jesus Christ and that they would be driven to worship for our Lord and Savior. So, who are you worshiping this morning? Who are you worshiping this morning? Are you worshiping sports? Are you worshiping your job? Are you worshiping your spouse? Or are you worshiping your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because if you recognize who you're worshiping, it will change how you go on mission. And the awesome thing is, not only does missions fuel or worship fuel mission, but worship is the result of mission as well. Because as we are telling others about Jesus, it only causes us to fall more in love with Jesus. Because as we tell people the true story of what Christ has done in us, it reminds us, this is a life change that's happened within me. And it only draws me back to more and more worship for who Christ is. And so I want to, as we get ready to wrap up this morning, I really, really briefly just want to talk about worship. Because that word can be very Christianized and even Americanized, whatever. Worship is more than singing. I love to sing. Man, I love to sing. I love to play guitar. It's something I enjoy doing in worship. In fact, a lot of my prayer is done in singing. So singing is a good thing, don't get me wrong. But if you find that worship is hard for you because you don't enjoy singing, don't let that be your out for worship. Because as we said, even doing good works, even allowing God to shine through you, is an action of mission, and it's an action of worship. So even the thinking of your heart, thinking of your mind, can be a way of worship this morning. We have all been invited to worship because for those of us that have accepted Christ as our Savior, we understand that the forgiveness we've experienced from an awesome God who could only save us, there's only one way we could be saved, through this awesome, amazing God. If we understand that truly our mission is fueled by the forgiveness and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it will draw us to worship. So who are you worshiping this morning? Secondly, for application, I do want to encourage you this morning. Who is your sphere of influence, or what is your sphere of influence? This topic, it can be very 30,000 foot level, shall we say. You know, it can be a very big, broad topic with very little application. But if we take this truth for what it really is, I mean, these are the words of Jesus Christ that we're called to shine his light, then who is your sphere of influence this morning? Who has God commissioned you to go and share this truth to? It may be as simple as your neighbor, or it may be as simple as your coworker, maybe your spouse, or your kids. God has commissioned us all to take this light. I don't think anyone here is a hermit. I haven't met any hermits yet that go to the Grace Community. So all of us have been commissioned to go and shine this light. Who has God called you to shine the light of his grace to? And if you're taking notes, I would even encourage you maybe just to put down a name a name of someone God's calling you to reach out to. Don't think that this mission is beyond you. Because if you've accepted Christ, as we've said many times this morning, that same story of your grace that you've been given is the same story you've been called to share with others. And lastly, I do want to just remind us this morning, who are you worshiping? Who are you worshiping? Because if we understand the gravity of who we worship, it will change how we live our lives. Even if we don't have great voices, in fact, I think it will draw us in to sing and praise on a Sunday morning because we're excited because of what Christ is doing in our lives. He will be the fuel for our worship. So let's be on mission. Let's be Grace Beyond the Walls. Let's see where God takes us. I'm excited. I hope you are as well. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you that worship is possible this morning, not because of our own efforts, but because of what Christ has done. And I thank you that you have given us a reason to praise. Lord, would you be our shining light, that others will see us, that we would shine like fireworks, that we would leave people in awe, not because of what we do, but because of what you're doing through us. And ultimately, Lord, we want others to worship you, to come to know you as their Lord and Savior, that they might be able to glorify our Father who is in heaven. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.